The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience, Dr. Dave's devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use, but probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Good question. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we really don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk hope with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there, ooh, a tough one for today. What is our big struggle that we're dealing with right now? Just this big struggle that you're dealing with. What is that big struggle you're dealing with? And with that question, do we believe God will help us? There it is. What's that big struggle that you're dealing with? And do I believe that God will help us? Wow. Hey, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We consider that sad. Just reach out and give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob! Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like talking to a person that you can count on.
Aww.
Aww, that's so nice.
Thank you, David.
I just want to say, that's like when talking to you, it's like talking to somebody you can count on, except for a football score.
That's what I was about to. I would like to start with an apology to Michigan.
For those that do not know, the Wolverines said, "Hi, we're the champions. Everybody else, sit down."
Yep,
that happened. So I will have bragging rights for at least a year. The last time that the Wolverines won, Brian Greasy, which was the quarterback for the 72 Dolphins, his son was the quarterback of the Michigan Wolverines in 1997. Wow. How about that? Wow.
Yeah, I know both teams, it had been a while. I think Washington, it was 91.
Yeah,
the last time they won.
It's been longer for them.
The 90s, yep.
Wow, just incredible. So pretty excited. I was only allowed to watch the last full 5 minutes of the game. I could watch the game, but only the last full 5 minutes because my wife was with me. See, and so what that means is I'm not allowed to watch that whole game. But I will tell you, when Michigan intercepted with the last couple of minutes to go, and I jumped up and started to scream, the dog was like going, he was literally going, oh, oh.
he dog was he, celebrating yeah. too. Yeah.
Well, maybe. I think he thought something was wrong.
Right.
But, yeah, that's okay. All right, so that's a great way to start the show. I do want to let you know, if you do want to reach out to us, you can call us. We're pretty friendly. I mean, we're not like just sportsy, nutsy people. We're not politicky kind of people. We're Jesus people. That's the whole thing. We're trying to do Kingdom of God stuff. And in this show, we have a pretty simple goal. Our goal is to encourage one another as we see the return of Jesus Christ getting closer and closer. Our objective is to help people get one step closer. That's it. That's all we're trying to do. And so whether you have a different background, different denomination, different church, I don't care. Do you love Jesus? Great. Let's do this together and figure out how to draw in unto the Lord. So you can call us if you've got a question, a comment, a thought. Maybe you've got an opinion on something. We want to make it so that it's encouraging. And even if it's an opinion on something that's going on, a lot of weird stuff going on. I think everybody knows that. You can also, by the way, not just call, but you can text us. And to text, you text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice now.
214-210-8483. Michigan won the college championship.
Okay. I got that going. Just want to make sure that's all in there. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. For those that haven't figured it out, I was born and raised in Detroit. That's david@hemustincrease.org. That is the email. A couple things that I do need to tell you, because there's just so much stuff going on, and I mean a lot of stuff going on. Keep aware of the schedule. Let me say this real quickly. Keep aware of the schedule next week. I have family coming in from 3 different states, so we will see how that goes. And so next Monday, just Monday, I will not be here, which, by the way, I heard is supposed to be like 12 degrees. So that might be good all by itself. The other thing is, and I'm going to open this up, if you've got something going on, now the number to call if you're trying to reach us, I want to make sure you understand that, because people get that wrong sometimes. The number to call is the 972-445-0770. That's the number you call if you want to call in on something. Couple other things I want to do. I want to read you a praise report from one of our very long-time, long-term, fabulous, faithful listeners, Mark Weisenhunt. And if you don't know who Mark is, we used to call Mark Pizza Mark, because he used to deliver pizzas and call when he was doing his job and so on and so forth. I just want to read you this, because this is for the audience, so I want you to hear it. He said, I want to officially thank you and the audience for prayers for my brother James after his stroke. I visited James in the hospital on Wednesday before Christmas, and he appeared to have a good sound mind and decent motor skills, but his face kept drooping because he had suffered the stroke. I could tell because he was slurring the last parts of his words. I talked with James in person on Christmas Day. He sounded as if he had regained 80% of his speech. He said what he was doing to make a difference was to read his Bible out loud to the dogs that he was dog sitting. He said that the dogs would sit there and it would really relax him and the dogs to hear the word. And then he writes this. This is what Mark wrote. Really beautiful. There are people who always manufacture a metaphysical explanation that excludes God. I always default to looking for the way to give God credit first. That is where your show and your audience come into play. You and your audience prayed for James on the air. James got the results and your audience got the blessing. Isn't that amazing? That is amazing. So phenomenal testimony by Mark Weisenhunt, formerly known as Pizza Mark, and that's his brother James who we prayed for, and he's doing tons better, and we just want to thank Mark for writing that. And those are the kind of praise reports. We talk about people calling in. We ask people to call in for your prayer requests, but we also want you to share your praise reports. They don't have to sound great. They don't have to have a flow to them. Just tell what happened. Just share it by writing, or by, you can share it by sending a text. You can share it by calling up. You can share it by email, anything you want. This one actually came by snail mail, so it doesn't matter how you do it. But every time there's a testimony, God gets the glory. People are encouraged, and it reinforces the testimony for the people who are connected to it. It's just so good. And then again, if you also have a praise report or a prayer request, don't hesitate to reach out. We will make room for it because we're trying to take care of one another. That's the whole goal. Into the Gospel of Matthew. There's a lot more to cover, but you're going to have to wait. Into the Gospel of Matthew, we are going to venture. And as we venture in, I want you to hear, because we are at chapter 16, one of the great chapters in Matthew, but we're in the beginning part, and we have a little ways to go before that great proclamation comes from Peter. This is Matthew chapter 16, verse 1. It says this: one day, the Pharisees and Sadducees came to test Jesus' claims by asking him to show them a miraculous sign from heaven. Okay, let's just stop right there, right? The Pharisees and the Sadducees came to Jesus. They did not come to Jesus to acknowledge him, but to test him. But let's understand what we're saying. They're really not interested in finding out if he was the true Messiah. They were doing everything they could to disprove his claims. This was not a test to learn, but a test to discredit. Do you understand that difference? A testing to learn is to grow from the situation. A testing to discredit is just to simply bolster a position. And so that's what's taking place here with these Pharisees and these Sadducees. They're asking Jesus to prove it. They're testing him, but they're doing it in order to, ignore or discredit or do whatever they can from a gotcha point of view. That's how they're functioning. Now, I want to say something that's really important, and I want to be careful on how I communicate all this. I have done this to the Lord, not intentionally like the Pharisees and Sadducees were doing, but I have done this to the Lord in my own life without even realizing it. There are times where I test the Lord. Not to learn, I'm just being honest, but to either discredit or to force his actions. And this was made clear to me during my personal devotions. I'm reading how Israel constantly tested God by asking for his provisions. Instead of believing that God was going to provide, the way that they approached it was more of a test. What are you going to do for me lately attitude versus we look forward to your deliverance again. It was more like, what you got now? And I have gone through that same challenge from time to time. And of course, I would do very well to stop testing Jesus, stop trying to make him prove himself. Instead of just operating in a spirit of faith or in an attitude of faith, operating in this, you're going to have to prove it to me. I don't believe it otherwise, attitude. And many of us do that. And the reason I'm saying that, it's not to shame anybody. Don't get that from this. Get what you should get. And that is, we should do a better job. We should do a better job than laying it out before the Lord and expecting him to come through, because if he doesn't, it's going to prove he didn't love us in the first place, or he's not really there, or whatever the bizarre thing is in the back of our minds. Just so you can know, so that this is not just associated to the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the children of Israel, or to David Spoon, the devil tried to get Jesus to do things to prove. It's the same kind of a poor mentality that we have. Well, the enemy did that to Jesus when he told him, hey, turn this into bread. If you're really hungry, you have to just prove it. You just be the Son of God. You just turn this rock into bread. There you go. It's like that attitude of, if you're really going to do it, do this. That's not the attitude the Lord is looking for from you and I when we're seeking his help. Is it? No, it's not. The attitude the Lord is seeking from us is, yes, Lord, I look forward to you showing me what you're going to do. And really believing that, not mouthing that, but knowing that deep inside who we are. And when I realized that, I'm sitting there praying and I'd done my devotions, I was reading about Israel and you know, how they kept testing, and I'm doing my devotions, and I know the Lord, if he didn't say it to me, maybe the response would be, was a pretty deep impression, and that is, well, how is that any different than what you're doing to me?
It's like,
It's not. Because there's times where instead of saying, I trust you that you're going to do this, it's more like, prove it. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's many out there who are listening to me. They know, you know exactly what I'm talking about attitude. Keep in mind that God doesn't just hear your prayers. He knows your thoughts. He knows your feelings. He knows all of your nuances. He knows the very hairs on your head. They're all numbered. And when we have that unspoken little attitude going on, the Lord is well aware that that's taking place in us. And we've got to be careful not to try and test God. I do acknowledge that in Malachi there's only one place to test him, and that is in giving. That is the only place. But in our lives, when we're giving to God, he's test me, you know, see if I don't pour it out. But what God doesn't expect from us is an attitude of prove it. Show me you love me. You're going to have to take care of this. I need help with this. Versus, I've always counted on you. I'm going to keep counting on you, and I look forward to your faithfulness. I have not perfected this, but I have grown in this. I expect not very many people will perfect it, you know, into absolutes. But growing up in Jesus is a big part of being a Christian, okay? So I encourage you to not do it the dumb way I did it, the dumb way the Pharisees or Sadducees did it, or the dumb way that Israel did it. Do it a better way, all right? Okay. All right, now, we will do our Bible trivia. Then after the Bible trivia, we will kind of see where the show goes because I just don't have any idea where it is. But this is a classic trivia question, and you guys should not get this wrong. Who were the three sons of Noah? Were they Shem, Ham, and Japheth, Enosh, Canaan, and Jared, or Larry, Moe, and Curly? They're Larry, Moe, and Curly. Right. We got to send them to the website, right? Is that what you were going to tell me? Okay, good. All right, so that's the question. Genesis 6:10 is your reference point. Is it Shem, Ham, or Japheth, Enosh, Canaan, or Jared? Larry, Moe, and Curly. In the meantime, you can call in 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I need to send you up to the website. I want to thank Jacob because I almost forgot to do that. Bottom line on the website is there is a place to fill out information for communicating. For those that are trying to add resources to the website, you'll notice I already added some additional resources this morning. The way to do this is to send me an email or fill out a form online and give me the information. I'll take that information and put it up there and have confidence that you know what you're talking about and you're not going to send people to a casino site. Thank you. So that's one way to do the resources scenario. So if you got resources, send them to me by email or go to the website. There's a form that says contact us. Also for prayer or for praise. Also a place to donate. Hint, hint, hint. Donate. Because there is no show without donations. It's a nonprofit entity. We exist by the donations of our audience. That's how we do it. 2 Corinthians 8:3 says, I testify that according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord. We love when people give, but don't ever be under compulsion. Don't ever be forced. Don't ever be manipulated. Do it of your own accord and do it joyfully. Check it all out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Mananachu. Goopa noopa. Goopa noopa. Manatutu. Michi michu.
I don't know, but that last part's a sneeze. That's what I'm going to say. That last part's got to be a sneeze.
We just know the beginning sounds like a dog, and the last part's a sneeze.
This is a sneeze. That's what we figured out. All right, somebody's ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Oh, this is your little brother.
Hello, little brother. How are you?
Good.
Good. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, you got to wait till I say the question and all the answers and then give the answer, okay? So wait till you hear all of them. All right. Who were the three sons of Noah? Was it Shem, Ham, and Japheth, Enosh, Canaan, or Jared, or Larry, Moe, and Curly?
I think they were Shem, Ham, or Shem, and non-kosher Ham, and Japheth.
That is correct, Amanda! That's funny. You know why? One of Noah's sons went into Broadway in comedy because he was a little ham. Anyway, yeah. So there you go. How are things in life? You still praying for the people on what we talked about?
Yes, and I also need a prayer because of my wife. Even though we have visited few doctors, but still she's not recovered, and still her sinus is really bad.
Okay.
Causing a lot of pain, and also my oldest daughter also, I think, is under the weather. So just pray that God will just remove that sickness from my home.
All right, let's do it right now. Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now. We lift up Samson and his family. We lift up Jen, and we lift up the daughter. We lift up his family. He's going through tough times there, a lot of sickness going on. Lord, you know exactly the cause, exactly the source of all of this. And, Lord, even if they get to the source, that's great. But, Lord, the healing part must come from you. And we are asking you to be Jehovah Rapha. That is your name. You go by that name. That's what you tell us in Exodus 15:26, that you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God that heals. And we are asking for that healing power to touch their lives. And you tell us in Scripture, 1 Peter 2:24, it's by the wounds, the stripes of Jesus Christ that we find healing. And we ask for a manifestation of that healing in their lives. We petition you, we ask you, we offer our faith, Lord, as a offering unto you. With a heart of thankfulness and praise, we ask you to bring healing power into Samson's family so that they can be better and do better, and that you will be acknowledged in the process. Encourage our brother. Let him not be discouraged. As we lift him up before you, bless him and touch him and his family in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
Thank you, bro. Good job, man.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless, bro. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Great job by our brother there. All right. So now I want to go into this other thing real quickly, and I want to make sure you understand this. We're not going to go too deep into this, but I want you to catch it. This is now, we just did verse. We only did one verse in Matthew 16. You got a long way to go, folks. Matthew 16:2. Jesus replied, you know the saying, red sky at night means fair weather. Tomorrow, red sky in the morning means foul weather all day. You're good at reading the weather signs in the sky, but you can't read the obvious signs of the times. Only an evil and faithless generation would ask for a miraculous sign, but only the only sign I will give them will be the sign of Jonah the prophet. Then Jesus left them and went away. Okay, so people go, well, there should be no sign. Jesus didn't say there would be no sign. That is not what he said. What he said is an evil and faithless generation asks for a sign. What does that mean? That means that the sign they're asking for is for a person to prove who they claim to be. In this case, it's not one sign or another. If Jesus pulled a rabbit out of his hat, they would not have believed. They wanted constant signs, constant proof, because they were faithless and evil. That's just what we talked about us doing. Saying, you got to show up here, Lord. You got to do this. This has got to happen here. We would do well to pay attention to Jesus going, that's not how this operates. But he also didn't say there are no signs, did he? He said the sign is going to be the sign of Jonah the prophet. What happened to Jonah the prophet? He was thrown into the sea. He was presumed dead. And he was there for 3 days. Then he came back and completed his mission. That was the connection Jesus made to his messianic role. The resurrection of Jonah, which was spiritual and symbolic, became literal and actual in Jesus Christ. That was the sign. So it wasn't there was no sign. They were just trying to get him to do what they wanted to do so that they could have him literally respond to their will. They couldn't outwise Jesus. That was not possible. They were not smart enough to go against Jesus, so they were trying to trap him. What's amazing about that is that Jesus put out, there were indeed signs that he was going to show he was the Messiah, just not the ones they wanted or not the ones they were looking for. Be the sign of Jonah, three in, three out, in and out, dead and alive, here I am, completing my mission. What's the completion of the mission of Jesus? Is it the right hand of the Father interceding for the saints until the time that the trumpet blows? And then what? Then he comes back and takes over and completes the rest of the mission. It's like so cool. You get that? All right, now we're tight on time. So I think we have, is that the new caller? We're going to have to wait on that because I can't get to them any sooner. So here's what I want you to be aware of, right? Jesus knows how to respond to people, but we need to be careful not to try and put the Lord in a box and say, got to do it this way because that's what I'm asking. It's like whatever way you want to do it, you do it, Lord. Okay? All right. All right, if you want to keep listening and you're not in Dallas, hemustincrease.org is the way to do that. If you're in Dallas, just hang out with the app or on site. We'll take a short break and then come back.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Let me tell you what I'm torn between the two. I'm twixt between the torn two. You want to know why? I've got the biggest breaking story ever.
No,
to
you
be,
need to do that first. Yeah, I just can't wait.
More than my whole thing about the four-way stop sign.
Yep.
You want me to do the number one story?
That's
Ladies
right.
and gentlemen, you better get ready. Here's my advice. I don't give this advice very often, and I don't give it uncheckfully. What's uncheckfully? I don't know. Here's the biggest story you have ever heard on the David Spoon Experience. If you have children who are listening, if you are not in a car, it's time to cover their ears or send them into another room. That's how chilling this is. Ladies and gentlemen, I have it off the press literally within the last 2.5 hours. Actually, it's less than 2.5 hours ago. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. I have it right in my hands. Get ready. Do not get nauseous when you hear this. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a fact that as of today, the Navy, the United States Navy, officially has made its proclamation. Ready? Are you ready? Are you listening? This is the most important thing ever. You ready? That Captain Crunch is a fraud. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States Navy has declared that Captain Crunch...
I do not buy it.
No, listen to this. Here's why. Let me tell you why. Captain Crunch has 3 stripes on his cuffs, and that signifies a commander and not a captain. So the United States Navy has made it absolutely known today, Captain Crunch, nay... He nay a captain. Nay. Now, it is true.
Rename the cereal?
No.
Commander Crunch?
Yes, Commander Crunch. That's the new. That's why I told you, don't let your kids hear this. It is possible that uniform could represent either German or Portuguese Navy. They're not sure because all of those uniforms were lost with their great navies.